Special inventory. Special inventory may require special packaging and handling. Types of special inventory include high-security goods, perishable goods, temperature-controlled goods. These require using a cold chain and hazardous materials/dangerous goods. Packaging and handling. Packaging is crucial to the successful transportation of products through the supply chain. Fragile products or components or those that easily suffer cosmetic damage may require special handling to prevent damage in transit. This can include dunnage or materials added to keep loads from shifting. Increasing spending on packaging quality can offset costs related to product damage and its associated reverse logistics and customer relationship costs. High security goods. Especially valuable or hazardous materials/dangerous goods need to have special security areas and related policies and procedures for storage, materials handling, and processing. This may include segregation from other inventory or specific inventory types. Secure areas can typically be relatively small in size, since valuable goods are typically not ordered in bulk, but are instead ordered lot for lot. Security policies and controls need to protect against theft by both external parties and insiders. Perishable goods. Perishable goods often require special considerations throughout the supply chain. Certain products may require humidity control to prevent rust, rot, mold, or other issues during transportation. To avoid spoilage, perishable items like fruit, vegetables, meats, fish, or yeast may require refrigeration or freezing. Discussed more below, fast modes of transport, and special monitoring equipment. Fruits and vegetables also ripen after being picked unripe. During this time, they emit heat and gases in a process called respiration. In some cases, it is necessary to slow this ripening process by using refrigeration or by pumping gases to surround the inventory. Temperature-controlled goods and the cold chain. Temperature-controlled goods are goods that retain their integrity only within a given temperature range for some or each part of their sourcing, manufacture, and distribution. Foods and pharmaceuticals are two common examples of perishable goods that require strict temperature controls throughout the transit process. This is achieved by use of a cold chain, which is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the storage and transfer of temperature-controlled products. Industries in the cold chain include food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals, and chemicals. Temperature-controlled goods usually require specialized manufacturing and storage facilities as well as frozen, refrigerated, or heated transportation methods. The goals of such systems include ensuring product efficacy, safety, quality, and saleability, providing policies, procedures, and equipment for worker health and safety, including sufficient personal protective equipment, PPE, to deal with temperature extremes, ensuring regulatory compliance such as proof of temperature over time, for example, radio frequency identification, RFID, or other Internet of Things, IoT, sensors, and maintaining data records via blockchain or other methods. Temperature requirements are usually specified in a range. Refrigerated goods that get too cold and freeze can result in contents expanding, which can harm product quality and destroy packaging, causing loss of product and spills. Some chemicals need to be kept from freezing in cold weather and are transported in heated tanks or containers. For this reason, a cold chain may handle many different products featuring different temperature requirements. Due to the variability of temperature requirements, refrigerated containers are increasingly being selected over refrigerated ships, as they can handle smaller lot sizes. Despite the perishability of the items being transferred, the cold chain does not always use the fastest mode of transportation. For example, pharmaceuticals may be small and lightweight enough to be transferred via air transportation. However, perishable food may not be able to be shipped in large enough quantities overseas using any method other than water transportation. Additionally, within the food category, different products may require special handling to prevent spoilage, but at different temperatures. Some tropical fruits may be susceptible to damage from low temperatures, while other fruits may require low temperatures to survive the trip. Some products may be best transported while frozen. No matter the requirement, temperature maintenance is crucial, as time spent above the ideal transportation temperature may cause rapid deterioration and loss of value. Temperature can affect the efficacy and quality of certain pharmaceuticals and chemicals. Regulations are stringent for consumable items and especially so for drugs. Product traceability can also require temperature traceability. Temperature sensors may be used to indicate if a shipment was outside acceptable temperature ranges for the product. Facilities that process or store temperature-controlled goods create ongoing energy costs that need to be minimized. For example, a refrigerated goods company saved 25% in energy costs by using radio frequency identification to make refrigerated doors at their warehouse open and close automatically at the arrival and departure of trucks. Regularly maintaining refrigeration equipment can reduce risks of spoilage and keep overall costs lower.